Welcome, everybody, to episode 337 of WordPress Weekly for Thursday, November 8th, 2018. I'm your host, Jeff Chandler, joined by John James Jacoby, who's out in the middle of Nowheresville, Kansas.
I am out in,
for some reason,
Hutchinson, Kansas, to help open the Sand Hills Brewery with Carrie's here out with Pippin to for opening weekend, which should be super fun. And hopefully my audio is a little bit better from this part of the country. I mean, I'm not using the fancy microphone. I'm using good old AirPods this time, but hopefully a little bit better. Might be some background noise. Hopefully we can take care of that if that happens. But
a few of our listeners commented on the show, letting us know that there's some audio quality issues. On John's end, and those might be because of me based on how I compress the audio. So I'm going to look into that. It's kind of funny, you know, but a week after we get those reviews, here you are not using your microphone. So that's really going to help.
It is not a good coincidence, really, truly. But, you know, the mic that I have at the office is a Rode Podcaster. It's a nice mic. I think it's also, I could just be using it wrong. If it really is directional, and if I've noticed,
sometimes when you talk, sometimes you go this way or you look this way, and you can tell, you can hear it, and the audio just kind of goes away. So I think you just got to have that thing shoved in your face and just talk into it.
That's probably for the best. That's probably what I'll try doing next week.
All right. So, there's a lot to talk about. And we'll, you know, I guess we'll start things off. This is going to be a Gutenberg heavy show. Big surprise, right? November 19th, the looming sort of first date for WordPress 5.0 to be released. Sort of the first date on the schedule is looming. Based on the recent dev chat, I saw Matt comment that he was sort of lukewarm on the release date of November 19th because I guess the teams were a day or two behind. We're often a day or two behind. So I don't know. The prospects for November 19th release, from an outsider's perspective, don't look that great. It looks very possible that we'll see a delayed release either to the end of November or into January. And as we'll get into the show, there are other people, some notable WordPress community folks out there who are advocating that it be delayed, that WordPress 5.0 is not ready. But before we get into all that, I want to start off with, you know, I wrote a post last week, and I believe I mentioned this on the show about my issues with the paragraph block in Gutenberg and adding images and what I have to go through to align an image to a block, which I feel very comfortable doing in the classic editor. And so I thought that it was ridiculous, but it had to be done. That I wrote a post sort of describing how to do that task in Gutenberg, because for me, it was not very intuitive. It was hard to figure out, you know, where this block goes, how to create this block, and if you click this button, this happens. It's not very obvious, all those tasks and what you have to do to accomplish this. And also with that said, there's no... that I've been able to find a Gutenberg user manual. Now, there's a handbook for developers, but I haven't seen one yet for users. So users right now are just, even the ones who are testing, they're kind of on their own on trying to figure this thing out. So I wrote a post, and William Earnhardt wrote a post sort of in return, and he actually compared the processes of adding a paragraph or adding an image and aligning it to the left or right within a paragraph block in Gutenberg. And he was able to get it done in two tries. He was able to drag and drop an image to the block area, click and line, and boom, he was done. Now, for me, I don't drag and drop images into WordPress. That requires me to shrink the browser window, have access to the image on a desktop, dragging in there, and I just don't work that way. I like working within the interface. So he actually suggested later in his article a four-step process that actually makes sense, where you click. So in between blocks, there's a icon where you can add a block. It's one of three that exist within the interface. You can click Add Image, You could drag or upload an image to that block, click a line, and you're done. So it comes down to a four-step process. And so with all this said, you know, I took some heat. I kind of compared Task and keystrokes, and I sort of concluded that the Task was easier in the classic editor. But once I did the four-step process that William suggested, I found out no, it was actually easier to do or faster to do in Gutenberg. But there are other issues that exist in Gutenberg, and that led to a lot of discussion online and on Twitter. And really, what this comes down to is, where is all the usability testing for these workflows? I mean, in Gutenberg, and this is something that was brought up, there are 2, 3, 4, 5, who knows how many ways to accomplish tasks in Gutenberg with blocks. And that includes dragging and dropping things or adding things manually through the interface. And which way is the right way? And how do you figure out these ways? And this is something that that people have been discussing. And I think that the lack of extensive usability testing and research to determine what the most efficient workflow is and to have one interface and sort of one way of doing things is makes it tough for a lot of people to try and figure out how to accomplish what they want to accomplish in Gutenberg.
Yeah, I think you're right. The heat that you took was, you're going to take it. It's fine. We're both going to take you have a strong opinion, you share your experience, and people are going to respond. I think that's okay. There was some of the heat you took, I guess I didn't expect it to come necessarily from the people it came from, the way that it came, but as a separate issue. You had some good comments on that post on the Tavern, but the thing that is the hardest with this transition from the editor that we're all used to the block-based Gutenberg world is, I think, that the way that you have always known how to accomplish those tasks is now just missing. It's not that there is a better way to do it that is more efficient, which is, sure, drag and drop the image, and that can be faster. But when the way that you are used to using something disappears, and you don't know that it has disappeared, you try what you already know. You try the muscle memory way of doing it, and then you realize, well, that isn't doing what I thought it was going to do. It doesn't do what I expected it to do. Anyone who's ever filed a bug report on GitHub or in the WordPress core track has seen what the questions are. What happened? What did you expect to happen? And what do you think should happen? Like, if we're applying that to Gutenberg or anything that's related to the editor, then we have gotten rid of completely what you used to expect is just gone. What do you expect now? Who knows what to expect, because your old workflow has completely disappeared. Not only is there no backwards compatibility for it, it is intentionally gone. And so that, I think, is where some of the I don't know, the excitement comes from, or some of the negative opinions on Gutenberg or anything at this point, is that you know, the people will say that, you know, you're afraid of change, or people say that a lot with, well, you don't like the new thing, or you're afraid of change.
Yeah, but or even my case, you're not willing to learn.
That's right. And the opposite is actually what I think is most likely true, is that your things are changing without you, and your workflow has been forgotten. It has been abandoned, and it was done without your input. It was done without anyone consulting you. And now you come back and you say, hey, what about me? What about the way that I use this thing? And then everyone looks at you and points and goes, nope, you're the only one that does it that way. We all like this other way better. And so when that experience happens multiple times over an 18-month period of time, I think the writing is a little bit on the wall for that. That the old way of writing in WordPress is gone, and that is on purpose. I don't think that it's an accident.
And you bring up a great point that I wanted to allude to is that some of the people who have been writing their reviews about Gutenberg, especially it not being ready, is that they have difficulty just trying to write. And that's the entire purpose of Gutenberg, to let you write, to get out of the way, to let you create dynamic and great-looking content through blocks. And for quite a few people, it does not do that. It actually creates roadblocks for people. And honestly, John, you know, I don't, as you said, I don't have a lot of skin in the game. I just operate and write content on WP Tavern. I don't manage a bunch of sites. I don't create a lot of content on different sites. So I feel like I don't have a lot of skin in the game, but I do have some say as I'm a user. I enjoy using WordPress. So I feel like I have some little say, or I have some say in whatever that is. And honestly, John, I think if what we have today, the way that Gutenberg works right now, if it shipped with WordPress 5.0 and WordPress 5.0 was shipped on November 19th, I would be disappointed. I would be disappointed because there are so many rough edges to Gutenberg that, you know, people have been working on this and cranking away on this for 2 years. And I always thought that it's supposed to be, you know, as good, if not better than the editor. And in many cases it is, if you look deep down into it. But I feel like if, you know, do I need to have the Gutenberg proficiency level of Matthias Ventura, who did that awesome demo and blew everybody away and what Gutenberg was capable of at WordCamp US 2017? I don't have nearly that amount of skill or knowledge in Gutenberg already, and it feels like I have to. And right. I just feel like after 2 years and first impressions and all of that, if what we have now was pushed out, I would think it would be better. I was hoping it would be better.
Or, I don't know, more welcoming, I guess, you know, like if people really disliked the regular editor that came with WordPress, I guess I never really heard that feedback. Like, I know that that Tiny MCE gets a lot of hate. I don't know necessarily why. And I know that, but I do know that WordPress's ability to post content and having a WYSIWYG editor like Tiny MCE is what brought it to the forefront of things. And I am sure that a block-based editor will be the next iteration of the web and generation of that. But I still, I agree with you that the end result right now today is not what I expected, and that's okay. But I wouldn't. I think I would have a hard time recommending that people try it and use it and feeling confident with it myself.
And just sort of looking at the way Gutenberg has been developed, there are features in WordPress's past that are far less on the scale in terms of, you know, it's not the editor. It's not the one thing everybody uses. I mean, the editor is a fundamental change. And there are features that have been worked on and developed in the past that have gone through design iterations with the design team, wireframes, prototypes, testing, usability testing, and a lot of those results from those things have shaped the actions in the design and development of WordPress or those features. And a lot of that research was published on the Make Core blogs. If you look back in the past, I have not seen that or as much of that for Gutenberg. And I think, I mean, somebody could argue that, well, all of that has been done within in hundreds of tickets on GitHub and Track on the developers trying to figure out bits and pieces here and there, and let's develop it and see where we go from here. But I just feel like that Matt comes out and announces this release date 6 weeks later, you know, everything goes good and we push it out to the world. Where's the extensive usability testing and research and all of that stuff that just seems to be missing? Mm-hmm. Is it not needed? Is it unnecessary?
No, it's it's speculative, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Like this,
well,
right?
Yeah.
And so if we're gonna guess, if I would put my my opinion into it, is that the folks that are working on it are still having a good time, and so they have confirmation bias, right? They are enjoying what they're working on together. They are building the next generation and iteration of a thing together. They are enjoying themselves. Hence, the software is good. Is a connection to make, unfortunately, when you're working with a small team that is really having a good time and enjoying themselves. And so that has been generally the direction and spirit that and we've all been rooting for them publicly. Like, we are supporting you. We are trying it. We're involved. We're filing bug reports. People are saying file issues. We'll work on them. We'll see them through together. But then the past 6 months or so, it really has not felt like we've been making a lot of forward, like visible public forward motion, not only just with code-wise or integration-wise, because I think it feels right. Gutenberg feels right inside of a WordPress core. There are a few little issues here and there and regressions, but that's to be expected. They're not terrible. But it is the community-wise. It is the people-wise is missing now. It feels hostile, which is not a word that I guess I like to use or that I like use lightly, but when everyone is kind of saying that across the board that it's not ready and that it's time to accept that it's not going to be ready and prepare for it not being ready, and to have everyone continue to say, well, again, I'm being very general and very broad, but that we're going to keep going, we're going to keep doing it, we're going to keep trying, we're going to keep trying to the final hour is it goes against what everyone else is saying.
Speaking of not being ready, Yoast Evolk, that people may know of, Yoast, the WordPress SEO plugin, big time plugin. Mm-hmm. He actually published a post expressing his thoughts that WordPress 5.0 needs a different timeline, and he mentions two main reasons why the November 19th timeline is, in his opinion, untenable. The severe accessibility concerns, which have been hammered out, which also, by the way, 10UP has gotten involved recently and is cranking away on those accessibility issues. So props to 10UP for getting involved there. And he says that the most important reason is the overall stability of the project isn't where it needs to be yet. He says, quote, there are so many open issues for the 5.0 milestone that even fixing all the blockers before we get to release candidate stage next week is going to prove impossible. Mm-hmm. And we have, at the time of writing, 212 untriage bugs and 165 issues on the WordPress 5.0 milestone, end quote. And he actually publishes some activity from the I think it's the GitHub repo from Gutenberg, a 3-day period, and you could see there is it's just a buzz with activity. Yeah. There's a lot of work that's going on here, but Yoast and even Mark Root Wiley, he also has been campaigning for WordPress 5.0 to be delayed because he also believes it's not ready. And there are other folks on Twitter as well. I know Morten Rand Hendrickson, he's been advocating for it to be delayed. It's just, I don't know. It seems like everywhere you look, there's a reason or a few to delay Gutenberg.
Yeah. And your post highlighting aligning images is not as tough as you thought is really, I think, a good example of the discoverability issues that are rampant in the Gutenberg experience. It might be easy. There are lots of things that are easy, but if they are not obvious and they are not natural, then you will never find them. And It's like that is how it feels across the board with lists or columns or floating images or whatever else. There's just a lot of UI. It's not a simpler distraction-free writing experience. It is a distraction-full, very UI-heavy experience just to accomplish kind of relatively simple tasks still. And so that's where I think the demo that Matthias gave at WordCamp US last year is probably when it should have shipped in WordPress core. I guess, you know, hindsight being what it is, that it worked then, even if it was buggy or whatever. Then the accessibility issues would have definitely been a concern, but they wouldn't have had 6 months worth of hype built up. It would have just dropped and been what it was. The fact that we've had a timeline, we've had a guess on when it was going to merge and when it was going to happen, and the fact that we've had another year's worth of UI to add on top of what we had last year, it's kind of a mess right now, and not in a way that is easy to fix with the same people in place. I think it's a project that probably could have been afforded to have been handed off to others to make other different decisions on, to clean it up, to handle accessibility issues, to remove some of the UI duplication, to pare down some of the features that are in it now. That is easy to say today and not something that you could have said a year ago. But and I'd say this not trying to be critical, because I'm sure if someone wanted to look at any of the decisions that I've made on projects that I'm responsible for, you could be just as critical or worse. So it's not to say that it's easy or that that it doesn't come with other issues or problems, but it all feels a little, different. Doesn't feel right.
I think Mark Root Wiley, his post on WordPress 5.0 is not ready. I love his post. I think he says everything I wish I could say. And he says things that I've been feeling now for a long time about Gutenberg. And I'll just go through his posts and mention a few. And he says, quote, "One doesn't realize how many small interactions are involved in writing the blog post until they suddenly stop working." He says that Gutenberg has been eye-opening in this regard, as many of his subconscious clicks and key presses don't do what he expects them to. For example, mm-hmm. he finds that his assumptions for the behavior of enter, backspace, delete, and arrow keys are frequently violated. His cursor gets stuck in some blocks, and I'm unsure of what combination of tab, enter, or arrow keys will get me out, end quote. Mm-hmm. And I experienced the same exact thing, like adding a caption to an image in an image block in Gutenberg.
Right.
You get stuck in the caption area. If you push mm-hmm. enter to get out of it to go to the next block, you have to actually use your mouse or a keyboard shortcut to get out of that block into the next one.
Right. Yep. And that was the thing that I talked about in my blog post, and we talked about last week, is more mature projects that have had 10 years to solve these problems have been able to solve them elegantly. These are issues that as users of WordPress, we frankly have not needed to rethink, because they are non-issues. But when you reinvent everything from the ground up, UI-wise, menus, buttons, hover states, button clicks, copy paste, these are things that we have come to expect how they work. And when you choose to reinvent them, is taking on a lot of decision burden for users and for yourself. And I agree with Mark that trying to write a post, trying to hit enter on a thing, it in Gutenberg it doesn't do what I have been have been trained or have understood to expect for any of it to do. And just when I think I actually understand what it's going to do and how it works, it changes in a different block. And like, oh, I thought I understood this. And so I agree
with that. So for you, I know you've mentioned before that when you you've mentioned that when in your testing of Gutenberg, you feel like the interactions, like everything has a purpose. Like somebody has thought out the purpose for this behavior or why it's doing this. But in my experience, I'm trying to do things and I'm often asking the question, why? No, why is this button not here? Why does this button not do this? Why does this button do that? Vice versa. Why does this show up? Why does this not show up? Why do I have to over here? Why do I have to? And it's very hard to figure out the answer to the why in so many different interactions with Gutenberg.
Yeah. The reason I think that is that, and this is going to maybe sound worse than I mean for it too, but it's the only way that I can think to say it, is that you don't, it's hard to get it this wrong unless you tried to. Like it's the things have worked the way that they have worked for so long when it comes to simple things like copy and paste or things like a text area that when you hit enter, it goes to a new line. But in Gutenberg, when you hit enter, sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. Like that is a choice that someone had to make. Is enter the key that goes to a new line here or not? And then when that choice has been taken away from you, someone had to make that call because the very natural thing that it does is go to the next line. And so with backspace, the same thing. I don't expect for the backspace key to necessarily bump me up to the next block or to the beginning of the paragraph that I just came from a paragraph. I hit backspace and you end up at the beginning of the next paragraph. Why am I not at the end? Like there are just things that have always worked the way that they've worked for a very long time. And now they don't work that way anymore. And so,
and now in the absence of the usability testing, and I'm talking about hundreds of people, to figure out where the roadblocks are in these flows. Are these things, I'm guessing that we're going to figure these things out once Gutenberg hits the masses. Once it hits, I think there will be a lot of people asking questions on a support forum on how do you do this and how do you do this task? And I was able to do this here. Why can't I do it? Or how do I do it here in Gutenberg? We're essentially going to get live user testing, and now we're going to be bombarded with point releases every 2 weeks, maybe to try and get this thing up to snuff.
The other thing I noticed in Mark's post that was the same thing with mine is that because there is so much UI in Gutenberg, and because WordPress is a relatively simple UI, simple but powerful, that I didn't know what some of the things in Gutenberg were called anymore.
Oh yeah, you brought this up.
And so even talking about it with you, I'm not sure if it's a button or a menu or a menu, a drop down or a pop up.
Mode, an ellipsis, a button.
And that will make supporting Gutenberg if you're an agency or if you're a freelancer and you have clients.
I think I'm going to have to take one of these Gutenberg training courses, like from Morton or Zach Gordon. Yes. I'm serious.
We all probably should, right? But there just isn't a lot. I don't know. It's the development is being handled in a different way, and the communication is happening in a different way. And
maybe this is all part of the whole what got us there isn't going to get us there type of, there's a lot of things that have been established over the years on developing WordPress that Gutenberg has blown past. It's doing its own thing. It doesn't need a merge proposal. It's just being merged right in. And we have a project lead that's calling the shots and kind of laying the foundation. And this is, all these things are going on that is new sort of in many ways to project and the project development of WordPress.
And because Gutenberg is not, it is a, WordPress is sort of the sponsor of Gutenberg, right? It is github.com/WordPress/Gutenberg, but it is attempting to be platform agnostic. Drupal and others are trying to integrate Gutenberg into their own platforms. And so that also means that a lot of the design language that we are familiar with inside of WordPress itself is gone, because it is trying to be its own thing. It is a separate piece of software that does not come with the previous language or design decisions that came with WordPress core. And that includes not just the block-based editor itself, but things that have always been owned, well, I mean, for the past, I don't know, 8 years or so, at least since MP6, like checkboxes and radio buttons and regular buttons that you click on and links in Gutenberg all look different than they have looked in WordPress admin for a really, really long time. And even though it's easy enough to identify that a checkbox is a checkbox, when it is a different looking checkbox than literally every other checkbox in WordPress admin, it forces a user to question why it's different. And not just checkboxes, but literally every other UI element, from accordions to sidebars. Does it use dash icons? I'm not really sure. Does it come with its own icon font or SVGs? My guess is that it must, because they are different. They're different checks and things. And so it has to be its own. It comes with its own styling. It comes with its own approach to everything that may take some inspiration from WordPress admin, but it is trying to stand on its own feet. So trying to graft those two things together, Gutenberg and WordPress admin, is not going to be easy for us, because we come with so many years of institutional knowledge and experience with WordPress that not only is it unfamiliar, it is kind of backwards. It does everything without our on purpose. So we probably are not all alone. I think all of us saying this are in a similar boat or level of experience with WordPress. And we've been trying to pay attention to Gutenberg. We've been talking about Gutenberg development for a long time. I've tested it. I've found bug reports and patches and things like that. But it is something that isn't really truly for us anymore.
So just an update on a couple of things. WordPress 5.0 Beta 3 was released 3 days ago. This beta incorporated changes from Gutenberg 4.2 RC1. It also brought in updates from 2019's GitHub repo, of course. So it looks like 2019 is on schedule to be part of the WordPress 5.0 release. It looks like there's going to be a Beta 4 later this week, if it has been shipped already. And he also, Gary Pendergast, kind of explained why their RC1 is scheduled for release on November 12th, which is only going to allow 1 week of last-minute testing following the RC. And Gary said that, quote, "The Black Editor has been available for over a year. It's already had a longer testing period with 30 times the number of sites using it than any previous WordPress release. The primary purpose of the beta and release candidate periods is to ensure that it's been correctly merged into core." End quote. So you see, you and I, we both go, on that. I don't know what to make of that other than, I guess, just take it as it is. Huh? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems rather, Gutenberg has been changing. The code has been changing in Gutenberg up until like the very last minute. It's not like the same code base has been tested for more than a year.
And the workflow is different. It's happening on GitHub and Slack instead of on Track. The experience of trying to help or contribute to Gutenberg development or WordPress development is very different now than it has ever been before. There are people getting commit access to WordPress core that are sort of handed the keys to the kingdom that have not necessarily had the level of experience that most other core committers have kind of needed to have access to that. It's definitely worded in a way that sounds like it is implying things that maybe it isn't actually implying.
I also wanted to say that Matt Mulloway commented on sort of the what we can expect after 5.0 is released, and he says, quote, despite some differences that still need to be resolved, there's general consensus that the long-term way to create the best WordPress experience for all types of users is not something you can tack on with 5 to 6 weeks at the end, but will be the result of continuing the continuous iteration we've had with the 42 public releases of Gutenberg so far. It means we can get improvements into the hands of users within weeks following a release, not months or years, as was the old model with WordPress, end quote. So basically, we're going to see 5.0.1, 5.0.2, 5.0.3. I mean, I think it, especially if you look at Gutenberg, it is now, it's going to be a necessity to get those point releases out, to get those rough edges smoothed out.
Yeah, it's not real great. I mean, we've watched other projects or other companies with the tens of thousands of people really go down this direction of software development, which I don't think.
I mean, works. You would kind of expect this from like a service where things are just pushed out to you and things are always going on behind the scenes. And it looks like this is sort of like the software as a service model, but this for is, WordPress and the core editor, right?
But this is what makes video game development suck. This is what makes what Microsoft continues to get criticized for with botching Windows releases. This is the same. I don't know. This is a unprofessional approach to shipping software that is mission critical to people's businesses and lives. It is playing pretty fast and loose with something that is really, really important. And it makes me a little uncomfortable, honestly.
I can't tell.
it doesn't seem appropriate. It seems like, we are, as a development community, not just WordPress, but in a very broad global sense, we will hide behind a veil of unit tests and say everything's okay, and hide behind a veil of user feedback and say nobody complains about this part of it, so it must be perfect. Let's go. We'll go. We'll ship early and iterate often, or whatever all of the phrases that mean the same thing with different words are. But that things like that are true, but they become less true when you have tens of millions of users. Like the feedback on the Fallout 76 beta that I can hear Matt Medeiros laughing at me right now for talking about it on the show. That the beta period of Bethesda does not have a reputation for building stable bug-free games. Most of their games are pretty glitchy. They're fun, but they're glitchy. And Fallout 76, people were testing it and there were game-breaking bugs in it up to and including you could trigger a remote deletion of the game on someone else's computer. It was like there was just so many things that Bethesda didn't think of or didn't find that, you know, when you rush to get something ready or put something to beta, you do sacrifice a lot of the obvious things that you would have found eventually. Gutenberg isn't rushed, but this rush to the finish line with a deadline on when WordPress 5.0 is supposed to happen is not unique today, but I'm not a fan of it at all, and I hope it doesn't continue. Frankly, it's not the way that I would release WordPress or any of my own software that I'm involved in. It doesn't make users feel appreciated when you ship them something that is a broken, buggy, or incomplete. The users deserve better, even if the software is free.
Well, you know what they say, versions don't matter. Just turn on all updates. It'll happen behind the scenes, like all these other browsers and things will just work. You'll get improvements. Everything will be happy-go-lucky. You won't have to worry about nothing.
That is what people say, and that is what a lot of people believe, and there is an aspect of that is true. That is a feature that is not to be abused. That is something That is a quiver in your cap. That is a one aspect of thousands that makes it real convenient to fix things easily. It should not be used on a daily, weekly, monthly basis to continually and perpetually catch up with yourself because you felt like you could, spend attention in other areas or build something different or build some more UI or another feature or something else. Like, it is great to have that, but it's risky to lean on it that heavily.
So we'll wrap it up here because I think we're getting Gutenberged out. This starts to happen earlier and earlier in the show. But the Classic Editor plugin will officially be supported until December 31st, 2021. So good news out there if you were expecting a day. I know that was one of the questions asked most often at the 2017 State of the Word, I believe, or it might even been 2016 when he announced that there would be a Classic Editor in case you wanted to sort of a delay the onset of Gutenberg. So we have a date there. And Gary Pendergast says that since the Classic Editor plugin is central to this transition, they are considering including it with upgrades to WordPress 5.0. So we might have Gutenberg in the Classic Editor plugin bundled with the 5.0 upgrade. I don't know if it's going to come with new installs. There has been some arguments to have it with new installs because of the accessibility concerns. And we're not sure if there's going to be some language or call-outs or things of that nature. I think there's going to be a combination of both dealing with the Classic Editor and WordPress 5.0. To make sense of this transition and how it's all going down, it's kind of tough. From the outside looking in, and
I think bundling the Classic Editor plugin is a silly idea. I just don't think that that's the right solution to this problem at all, frankly. Like, there's also possible. I think it is more likely that we are overreacting, and that users won't care, than it is that users will care so much that they will think to go to the plugins page to disable a feature. You're not going to turn on a thing to turn off a thing. It isn't how that works. And people, I don't think, are going to naturally use that in that way. I just don't see that as a possibility. I think it is more likely that we're just wrong and that users won't care. Like, users are really tolerant of terrible experiences, and you'll just work through it and get by. I was just talking with Pippa the other day, maybe probably yesterday, about like payroll. And like, as like payroll is like, if you have a job, you get a check, and you how you get paid is different all the time. Like, you get paid every 2 weeks on a Friday, but then when there's a holiday on a Friday, when do you get paid? On a Thursday, hopefully, maybe the next Monday. But the goal is to never get a paycheck on a Saturday or a Sunday. That seems weird. If you do get a check mailed to you, then it does sometimes arrive whenever the heck it arrives. If you get paid on the 15th and the 31st, or the last day of every month, then you have even more problems because it's twice every month. On a holiday weekend where there is a holiday, like on a Thursday or on a Friday, and depending on when that falls, you might go 3 weeks without getting paid. And depending on any number of different circumstances, that could financially really burden you. However, billions of people put up with this as the best way to put money into your account for doing a job. Like, we are real tolerant of things that are just kind of terrible experiences in life, because we just accept them that is what they are and as good as they're going to be. And we move on. We can move on to solving other bigger and better problems and know that it's not okay. So it is possible, Jeff, that we are just wrong and that Gutenberg will get merged in ship and everyone will laugh at us for being wrong this entire time.
With everything we've said and we've covered on the show and what people have said, I go back to this, that Matt Mulloway is the project lead for Gutenberg. He's got the hat on. He's had it on for 2 years. And he says that it will ship when it's ready. So when it does ship, we will see what his definition of ready is, to ship something to millions of people across the world. And that'll be interesting to see, I think.
Yeah, there's always ways to spin things positively, and you'll always learn something. You know, the sky isn't going to fall on our heads. Things are going to be okay.
Ultimately, I think that's what will happen. I mean, we're going to get through the rough patches, and we've said this. It's going to be tough initially, but you know, if the vision and promise of what Gutenberg enables, you know, we get through this first phase, if we get to that site customization and some of the other extended phases of Gutenberg, you know, I think it could be a sweet time, rejuvenation of WordPress for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
If they manage to make it that far.
Well, yeah, I think so too. I think it'll attract new users. The 2019 theme is a very simple and refreshing take on the default WordPress theme. You know, if you look past the little things that, you know, you tell you, if you choose not to get hung up on things, you know, there's a lot to choose to like then too. It's just hard when you notice so many of the little things, and then and you worry a little bit about the state of everything else. So, yeah,
well, I think that concludes our Gutenberg discussions for this week and for today. Is there anything else you want to bring up before we wrap it up?
Not exactly. I know that because I've been getting the notifications on a GitHub issue that I'm subscribed to, that there's a lot of ongoing continual work happening with some WooCommerce scalability custom database table stuff that's going on. And so I guess this is my way in the show of, like, you know, sending a shout out to the people that are doing the back end MySQL, PHP, deep scalability database work. Since we've been talking about Gutenberg for months at this point, which is very front end, very design heavy, very UI heavy, that there is another aspect to WordPress and WooCommerce and things that are happening that has nothing to do with Gutenberg, that is important, or equally so.
You mentioned scale. I remember there's a GitHub issue, and I don't know if it's been addressed, that the performance of the Gutenberg editor, when there's 93 instances of TinyMCE in the editor, it kind of bogged down WordPress. I don't know if that's been addressed or not yet.
I don't know that it is something that can be addressed.
You know, 93 instances of TinyMCE, that's a lot of blocks.
It's a lot of JavaScript in the browser. There's a lot of things to load up there. Scalability and things mean different things. But people that have big WooCommerce stores or EDD stores can sometimes end up with billions of metadata rows and things. Are not, it's not meant to necessarily work that way. So,
and by the way, since you mentioned those three letters, you know, next month is December, and we've been talking about it all year. Give the listeners a little progress update on EDD 3.0.
Oh goodness, we're gonna talk about that.
No, TLDR. You know, just a small update.
So we've been working on a lot of different things for easy digital downloads. Two, as silly as this is going to probably sound, actually make it easier. Over the years, with something like easy digital downloads, features have gone in, design decisions have been made, compromises have been made that kind of resulted in it not always being as easy as it used to be. It is an open source project. It is still managed on GitHub. And so we're trying to make easy digital downloads better for not just the Sandhills development team who builds and supports it largely, but for everyone else that uses, you know, the 70,000 or so other Easy Digital download users and installs. So one of those things is scalability. It is getting things out of the posts and post meta and breaking them out into custom database tables that allows for stores that have lots of transactions, lots of orders, lots of subscriptions, lots of recurring items, to make them work better and to build a foundation to keep add-ons and things scaling in a very easy to maintain kind of way. Kind of taking the years of my experience with the BBs and applying them to something that is pretty popular in the WordPress ecosystem and space, which is selling your plugins or themes, so your digital content. The ability to make money with your digital content is, I think, really important to the future of the WordPress ecosystem. And WooCommerce is great. And WooCommerce hopefully takes a little bit of what we're doing with EDD and helps themselves to solve some of their scaling issues too. But we've refreshed the admin area UI. We've refreshed settings pages, brand new reports. The report screen is super cool. Drew did a great job with that. It's just a brand new EDD from kind of top down and largely backwards compatible, so nothing should break for anybody.
Just rebuild the whole thing in React and tell people to learn EDD deeply. That's
the hardest part of all of this, is spending this much time building something and not integrating it with React or Gutenberg or some other new shiny thing. It's tempting. It is very tempting to go down that direction, but ultimately we will get there when if we get there. We're concentrating on having a more solid piece of software, and we'll keep up with the design part of it in future releases. Kind of practicing what I preach on the show, which is we can always make it prettier and we can always make it nicer. But if it doesn't scale or it doesn't perform well or it isn't fast, it doesn't matter how pretty it is. So
it's beautiful, but I can't use it. What's the point? You know, speaking of commerce, we had Topher DeRozan, who gave us an introduction to BigCommerce, and BigCommerce just entered into a huge partnership with Acquia, the folks over there behind Drupal. So congrats to Topher and BigCommerce on that, making deals, I see. So congrats to them. So there's a lot happening in the e-commerce space. And hey, you know, Black Friday is two weeks away? Or is it 3 weeks? 29th, I think, right? No, 30th. I think it's the 30th, yeah. So a couple weeks away. So I guess that's going to do it for this episode of WordPress Week. I'm tired. I need to take a nap. I'm getting too old for this.
On a Thursday instead of Wednesday, you know, we were in a car all day yesterday, and so I figured the audio in a car would be way worse than it would be with my AirPods, right?
Probably. You're always looking out for our best interests.
You know, I mean, if I knew that my audio sounded that poor, then I wouldn't, I'd try and do better. So hopefully it's better this week. If you can hear me just fine, then I assume it's better this week.
All right. So you can find show notes for this episode and all other episodes on WPTavern.com. And you can follow me on Twitter at Jeffro, JeffrZero, where you can see all my kvetching about Gutenberg one block at a time. And John, where can we follow you?
JJJ on Twitter and GitHub, or JJJ.blog. Yes, we'll see you in 6 days instead of
okie dokie. Yeah, we'll see everybody in 6 days as the countdown to WordPress 5.0 continues. Countdown. Say bye, everybody. Say bye, John.
Bye, everybody. Bye, John. Bye, John.